Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight on Care Country, week one of high school football tomorrow night. Pleased to be joined now by Atchison County football coach, that is Cody Tettmeyer, as he gets ready for another season leading this Tigers team following a 4-6 campaign in 2025. Coach, how's the offseason been? What's kind of the expectations as we go into 2026?
I would say it's a pretty good offseason. I know you mentioned the 4-6 record. I don't think people understand who our six losses were to. You know, we had the eventual state champion on the schedule, you know, Nemaha Central. Then we had obviously Sabetha, who Nemaha Central beat. We had Osage City, who Nemaha Central beat, Royal Valley. So we had Jeff West was in there and they made a deep run. Riverside made a deep run in 1A. So it was a very complicated schedule. And, you know, I thought we battled pretty well. And, you know, help build the program in the way we want to go. So we had a pretty decent offseason. You know, kids showed up. I think we had a good number at summer weights. We did some good things. And, you know, we're pretty excited. The boys are pretty excited for the upcoming season.
Yeah, certainly no doubt. Arguably the toughest district last season. You know, the districts are now changed a touch. We've had some area schools change classifications. You guys are in the 1A class. You know, you look at the schedule. We'll talk about Jackson Heights, the upcoming opponent, in a moment. But, you know, outside the league, you get Wabunsee, you get Donovan West at the end of the year. Outside of that, you know, all league opponents. But just your thoughts on the schedule, obviously starting with Jackson Heights this week.
You know, obviously Jackson Heights is built to themselves a program there. Coach Wick has done a good job, you know, getting things and going in the right direction, and they have kind of a good tradition there. But as far as the whole schedule goes, you know, we're a little excited to get away from those 2A powers, 3A powerhouses, you know, not seeing those big teams that have 50 guys out, you know. Schedule-wise, like we feel like we should be very competitive. It'll be kind of neat to go play a bunch of these schools. That doesn't happen a lot in high school football. So it's tough. We got some tough matchups, especially in our league. I expect some really tough games, but you know, we're looking forward to the season one game at a time. A
couple more minutes here with Cody Tettmeyer, the Atchison County football coach, getting set for week one of high school football tomorrow night. Well, let's just highlight a couple of players here. You return your starting quarterback in Cody Falk, a senior. You know, what have you seen from him here in the offseason and kind of the preparation leading up to his senior campaign?
So I really thought Cody took a step last year. He did some things that he wasn't comfortable doing as a sophomore. So, you know, going into his senior season, he had a good year in the weight room, a good summer in the weight room. You know, he did a good job leading running plays and whatnot this summer. So it was good. He's a real quiet kid. He's a humble kid. He just shows up and goes to work. So we look for him to lead the offense, be a confident kid, just kind of get us in the right direction and take charge there.
Yeah, Cody.
We got a couple of the guys. Go ahead.
I'm sorry to cut you off, you know, just talking about Cody a little bit more again, just, you know, the steps you're going to see. Completed about 60% of his passes last year, and he certainly has a dual threat ability. You know, you lose Max Botteroff, your running back from a year ago, and a very good senior class in general. Talk about the skill position players and maybe some expectations for your guys at wide receiver and running back.
You know, we kind of came into the year with a lot of opportunities. You know, like you said, we lost 8 or 10 seniors last year that played a lot of the positions on both ways, and we had a lot of places open up. So opportunity for somebody to step up, and we have had a couple of underclassmen really step up and show some things. You know, in our jamboree last week, I thought our sophomore class did a really good job of, especially the skills positions, of stepping up and trying to go earn a spot. You know, we look for big things from Ben Hankey on the outside, a fellow senior. You know, Kane Koontz got a lot of time at running back last year. He returns. Obviously, it hurts us a lot to lose Max. That's really tough to, you know, he's been our leading rusher and tackler for the last 2 years. So that hurts. But, you know, we're trying to build this program of next man up. And, you know, Max is no longer here, so who wants it? And, you know, we got a lot of guys that have really done a good job all summer and really bought into it. And we got some pretty good athletes. Riley Kessinger is another one that will step into the backfield from receiver last year. Got a chance to play some quarterback as well. You know, Jackson Bratton, August Neal, or a couple guys that have potential in the backfield. And you know, we moved up front. We got three returning linemen, and then we got a couple guys that have some potential to step in and fill some spots up front.
couple more questions for you, Coach. First off, just the league as a whole and kind of your expectations going into this year. Jackson Heights, the defending champs, but they lost as much as anybody. Riverside, you mentioned them. They made a deep run. They also have to replace a lot. Jefferson County North should be solid once again. I feel like at least during my time, at least covering this area, I feel like maybe this season it could be as wide open as the Northeast Kansas League maybe has been over the last 3, 4, 5 years.
So, like you said, it's pretty wide open. You know, I expect some teams to be really good. You know, Riverside, yeah, they lost a couple guys, but they have a lot of guys up there. They're growing as each year. And sorry if that timer went off. It's supposed to be practice is over.
It's okay.
You know, JC, like you said, they returned quite a bit. We don't know. It's really tough to tell with teams that we didn't play last year or last 2 years. You know, a team like Horton I've never seen in my 4 years here. So, but we expect big things. You know, JCN is going to be solid. Obviously, Jackson Heights is returning a lot or lost a lot, but they've kind of built the program there. McLeod returns almost everybody. Oskaloosa returns almost everybody. So there's going to be some really good teams and some teams I expect to make some pretty deep runs this year in our league.
Okay, finally, Coach, give us the scouting report on Jackson Heights, kind of the preparation for Friday night. What's it going to take to get a win here in week one?
We're going to focus on us. You know, obviously Jackson Heights, like you said, and we've talked about, they've lost a lot from last year. You know, Drake Mellies is a really tough kid. He's kind of like Botteroff. You really can't replace that kid, but it's next guy up. So, you know, they've built a program there, and it's, I expect them to be next guy up, and they're gonna be physical. They're gonna be aggressive off the ball. You know, in the past they've run the wishbone offense. That's really tough to stop and understand. So we're just gonna worry about us. We're gonna take care of the ball. We're gonna get off the ball. Defense is gonna fly around, and make plays. And you know, as I tell the boys, if we have the ball, the other team can't score. So controlling the ball is a big thing for us.
There it is, Cody Tettmeyer joining us, Atchison County football coach, in the midst of it all and getting his team set for week one Friday night at home against Jackson Heights. You can view that on the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, we're off and running, man. Always appreciate the time. Good luck Friday night. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you, guys. Go Tigers.